Yeah, I'm more than aware that I could take the 45 spindle adapter thingy here, pull it off, and then take a stack of albums and put them on. Again, it's kind of hard to do one-handed. Then obviously swing the little latch over here and start playing them. Just like we did with the 45. Now, I do have the volume turned off for copyright reasons, but there you go. It plays it, and just like we did with the 45s, it'll do the same thing. Now, I also believe you could do this with 78s. I don't unfortunately have the right needle for this record player to play 78s, and two, when you put 78s and stack them and drop them like that, they have a potential to crack and break, but I do have some 78s. Here's two from the acoustic era. Here's two from the electrical kind of big band era, if you will. And here's even some still electrically recorded, but some early rock and roll records too. Though they did make 45 only changers like this one in front of me. Now, unfortunately, this particular one needs a lot of TLC, but hey, it's a changer. And I'll give it a bit of a pass for nearly being close to 70 years old. And it works well with 45s, but not so much albums. And basically, instead of a little latch, it has these two little notches here on the side that pop in and out when it needs to drop a record.